Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Tears to Breakthrough radio show with host author Carolyn Ritter Watson, breaking through tears, bondage, loss, and hurt, equipping you with tools to execute your God-given purpose. Remember to order your copy of Tears in a Bottle now, available on Amazon.com, and receive a free companion guide.
Hi, good morning, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough radio show. My name is Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am your host. I thank you for stopping by. I encourage you to sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee or tea, and be blessed. Good morning. Welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson, helping to push you into your God-given purpose. So thank you for joining today. I have a powerful, powerful message prepared just for you. And today, family, we're going to be talking about mastering our emotions. That's right, mastering our emotions. God is not calling you to allow your emotions to master you. You have to master your emotions. Don't let them master you. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. So thank you for joining. And if you would like to call in, you can do so. And our guest call-in number at area code 347-237-5083. That's area code 347-237-5083. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And so, yeah, so my question to you is, you know, do you have a problem mastering your emotions? Do you have a problem mastering your emotions? I talk to so many people that do. Sometimes people, I'll hear someone say, I'm just emotional, or she's so emotional. So what does that mean exactly, that you're so emotional? Does that mean that you're allowing your emotions to control you? Well, guess what? You're supposed to control your emotions, not the other way around. And so we're going to talk about how you can begin to control your emotions and not allow your emotions to control you. But first, you know how I like to do. I like to open up with praise and worship so we can just, you know, set the atmosphere here. But even before I do that, I want to give a shout out to Ruthie Watson. She was a part of our Entrepreneurial Speaks and Shopping session yesterday in our Tears to Breakthrough virtual conference. Amazing, amazing, powerful entrepreneur she is. She has a denim line as well as a she's a fitness expert. So she has a lot of very good expertise, and I'm always proud to support any of my sisters in life and in business. So shout out to you, Ruthie Watson. Shout out to you. And so, yes, so today we're going to be mastering our emotions, but the first thing I want us to do is just take a deep breath and just breathe in all the blessings of God as we go into our praise and worship session. I just want you to breathe. Just take a deep breath. Sometimes we just have to breathe because, you know, we don't always you know, take time to breathe. We just go and go and go, especially as women. We just, you know, we're helping this person out, we're helping that person out, we're running here, we're running there, and we never just take time for ourselves. And so right here, right now, I want you to just take a deep breath. Just breathe in and breathe out. Let's try that again, but I want you to breathe in all the blessings of God and breathe out anything that's causing you stress and mess. So let's try it again. Breathe in and breathe out. All right, here we go. So now we're going to go into our praise and worship. Take a deep breath as we enter into the presence of God.
Yes, Jesus. Come on, you can praise Him. Come on, you can praise Him. Hallelujah. And God, we, Your people, are going to be obedient. As You decree, let everything that have breath give You the praise and give You the glory. Yes, God. We're so unworthy, Lord, but we stand in Your presence. This is the every
spoken to me, Jesus.
desperate for him. I want you to lift your hands and tell him, come on, tell him, I'm desperate for you, Jesus. Come on, if you're desperate for him, lift both hands to heaven and open your mouth in here. Tell them together, and I thank you, Jesus. I'm lost without you, Lord. Come on, Lord Jesus, we're lost without your presence. We need to have you there, Lord. Come on, sing it again. Breath, the creative breath of God, as he did Adam in Genesis. He, oh, come on, just breathe in now. Breathe in the air that he's given. Drop out group. I want to hear the singing sanctuary. Come on, congregation. Come on, come on, sing it in this sanctuary. Come on, sing it. Yes, Lord. Come on, say it again.
Yes, just breathe. Take a deep breath, that Ruah breath of God. Thank you, Lord God. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Lord. And so I thank you for joining me today. You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday morning inspiration session with myself, me, myself, and I, Carol Loretta Watson, and I am here to serve you today. I am here to serve you up a word. And today, family, we are talking about mastering our emotions, you know, especially as women. You know, we have to get those emotions in check. And so right before the break there, I asked the question, are you a slave to your emotions? Are you a slave to your emotions? You know, you can control your emotions. I've heard people say, I'm so emotional, I can't control my emotions, and you absolutely can. You can control your emotions. You know, Scripture tells us to let not your heart be troubled. You know, sometimes we think we can't control our emotions because our hearts are so heavy with, you know, problems and all types of issues that are going on in our life. But, you know, Scripture tells us, let not your heart be troubled. So God is saying to you today to let not your heart be troubled. You know, because when your emotions are high, what are you thinking about? What are you thinking about? That's the question. What are you thinking about? You know, because Scripture also tells us to not worry. Many times our emotions are high because we're worrying about something, because we're fearful about something. But Scripture tells us to, you know, don't worry about anything. That's in Philippians 4:6. It says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience presence, where He can give you a peace, right, so that your emotions are not so high. So we want to not worry, right, because that's one thing that keeps our emotions high and keep us so emotional, where we have no control over our emotions. You know, we're just worrying about stuff. God, your Heavenly Father, does not want you to worry about anything, but instead, in everything, He wants you to pray about everything. He wants you to talk to Him, have a conversation. And then He doesn't want you to be ungrateful. He wants you to thank Him for the things that He's already done. There are some things that God has already done in your life. There are some prayers that God has already answered, and you're so focused on what you're focused on, you're not even thanking Him for what He's already done. And so, get your emotions in check today. Get your emotions in check today. You know, your emotions follow your thoughts. Our emotions follow our thoughts. And so we have to control our thoughts. And so Isaiah 26:3, it says, God can keep us in perfect peace. And that's what we need. We need some perfect peace, right? And that peace only comes from God. It says God will keep you in perfect peace when your mind is stayed on Him and because you trust Him. And so God can give us the perfect peace, right? But we have to keep our mind stayed on Him and not the problems. But then not only should we keep our mind stayed on Him, but we have to trust Him in every situation. We have to trust Him in every situation. You have to trust God. And then you have to begin to think more positive thoughts. You know, what is it that you're thinking? What are you allowing to play or replay in your head over and over again? You know, thinking happy thoughts produces happy feelings. Just like thinking sad and depressing thoughts produce sad and depressing feelings. You know, getting your thoughts and your emotions, getting a grip on your thoughts and emotions, is to have control over your thought life. You know, have control over your thought life. We cannot always control what goes in, but we can control what we allow to stay. You can control what you allow to stay in your mind, right? And so, we have to get a grip. We have to not become a slave to our emotions, giving into every whim, giving into every feeling, giving into everything, and just be an emotional mess. We have to get our emotions in check, right? And so there are different influences that we allow to cause us to be emotional, you know, and then, you know, sometimes we get to that place that we can't even bring ourselves out of that. But God is calling you higher today. He doesn't want you to be a slave to your emotions. Absolutely not. And so, therefore, you know, if we find ourselves feeling a certain way about a certain thing, we can change the way we feel by simply changing our thoughts. And that's why Scripture tells us that we should only think on certain things. You know, Paul said it. Paul said, we should think on these things. Whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. So we have to be careful what we're thinking about. We want to think on the good things, the positive things. We want to think on these things. Paul broke it down for us. And so when our spirit is correctly aligned, because that's what's important, your spirit, the Holy Spirit, has to be correctly you have to be correctly aligned with the Holy Spirit. And so when our spirit is correctly aligned, then we're good. When we get those emotions in check and get those emotions in line with God, with the Spirit of God, with the Holy Spirit, then we can operate on a different level. And we're not so emotional about things. And so we want to allow the Holy Spirit to do his thing, you know. When your spirit is correctly aligned with the Spirit of God and Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, we can master our emotions. Then we can master our emotions. You know, we can exercise the dominion that God created us to have. You know, God created us to have dominion, right? Not to be overwhelmed. And so, you know, are you a master of your emotions or are you a slave to your emotions, right? Because I think many times we are a slave to our emotions. And some of you are a slave to fear. You allow fear to consume you. Over and over again, Scripture tells us that to fear not. Because, you know, we can master the emotions of fear. We absolutely can. You know, Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. By implications, he was saying, you are in control. You are in control. That means you can have control over your emotions today. Jesus also said, don't be anxious. Don't be anxious. So we're not to be anxious. Don't be angry. Don't be angry at your brother or your sister, you know, without cause. You know, we know that being angry is not the sin. But, you know, when that anger turns into something more, then that's what the sin is. But we shouldn't even want to stay in that anger position for too long. Okay, you're angry, but you got to move on. You know, you don't want to allow that anger to consume you. And then, you know, it causes you all types of anxiety and depression. And then, you know, we allow fear to consume us. You know, that is not of God. And we have to master it. We have to learn how to master our emotions, because if we don't, we will be mastered by our emotions. We don't want to be mastered by our emotions. We want to master our emotions. And so if we live mastered by our emotions, then, you know, we are living under the dominion of the flesh. You're giving into your flesh. And so Scripture tells us that those who are living in the flesh cannot please God. And so when we're operating in the flesh, we're not pleasing God. You know, so it is within the dominion of the flesh that the devil operates and exercises dominion over us, right? So we have to put that in check. We have to get a grip, emotions. Get a grip over our emotions today, okay? So I want you to think about that for a sec while I go to a commercial break. And when I come back, we're going to continue to talk about mastering our emotions, okay? All right.
Hey, Twin, what are you doing? I'm doing some guilt-free shopping at Layla Simone's Shop for a Cause. This is amazing. I can shop with a purpose and for a cause. Did you know that Layla Simone supports breast cancer research, awareness, women in crisis, and youth-related nonprofits? Each time I shop online within their network, a donation is made automatically with no additional cost to me. I love guilt-free shopping. Wow, they even offer personal shopper services? Move over. I love shopping online. And for a good cause, I'm in. What is their contact info? You can can call 610-504-0690 or go to LaylaSimone.com.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-Watson.
All right, welcome back. We are talking about mastering our emotions today. We got to get those emotions in check. Say that with me right now. Say, I have to get my emotions in check. We don't have to be emotional, ladies, just because we're ladies. We don't have to get emotional because we're female. Don't fall into that, trap. And so I want to encourage you today to get a grip on your emotions. Create a masterpiece in your mind. You know, our minds are so very powerful. They're so very powerful. And so when you let your mind paint a picture, you have already gone there. Wherever that place is, you've already gone there. Once you get a mental picture in your mind, you've already gone there. And so I want you to get in the habit of just creating a masterpiece, something beautiful, something good. You know, begin to fill your mind with positive affirmations and scripture, you know, so that you can create a masterpiece in your mind and not all of that other stuff that you're allowing in there that's causing you to become a slave to your emotions. You can control your thoughts. You can create a masterpiece of health. You can create a masterpiece. You know, you need to create this image in your mind where you can actually see your body healed. By your stripes, Jesus has healed you. You're already healed. Begin to get a mental picture in your mind of your body already being healed. It's a masterpiece that you can create. You create that masterpiece in your mind. Begin to create a masterpiece of your money being healed. You know, see yourself debt free. See increase in your finances. See your bank accounts full. See all your bills paid off. See yourself with supernatural debt cancellation. Begin to see that in your mind. Create a masterpiece of health, of wealth. It all starts in your mind. You control your mind. Don't allow your mind to control you. The good news is that God's word can deliver you from negative self-talk. It can deliver you from negative thoughts. You know, 2 Corinthians 10:5, it tells us that you are given the battle plan for victory in area, you know, because you have the ability to cast down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. You have control. You have control. And so create a masterpiece in your mind. And not only do you have God's word to defeat the enemy, because God's word is a sword. It's a two-edged sword. We can cut some stuff out of our lives. We can cut some stuff out of our minds, you know. So God's word defeats the enemy. So we need to use the word. Replace the nonsense in your mind with the word of God. And I love the way God has created our brains. You know, our brains are such a powerful thing. I love the way he created them. God gave us a built-in advantage in our brains. Do you know that you cannot hold two thoughts in your mind exactly the same time? Trust me, I practice this. I use this when I do mentoring sessions. This works, and this is a practice that I want to recommend to you as well. God created our minds in such a way that, you know, we cannot hold two thoughts in our minds at exactly the same time. And so your mind works on a cue system, and it only lets one thought in at a time. How much of a blessing is that? That's good to know, because when that means that you can control your emotions, you can control your mind, the things that you allow to play and replay over and over again in your mind. And I'm going to give you an example of what I'm talking about. In your mind, I want you to begin to count to 10. You can go the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, or you can go backwards, 10, 9, 8, 10, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, whichever way you want to go. But while you are counting in your mind, I want you to start speaking a scripture. Let's take Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Because now think about this. While you were counting, and then you begin to speak Psalm 23, did the counting in your head stop when you started reciting Psalm 23? Did it start recalling Psalm 23 instead? It absolutely did, because God created our minds that way. And so what that means is you have control over the thoughts that you keep in your mind. You have control over your emotions. And so when you start feeling emotional, when you start feeling, you know, rehearsing these negative thoughts in your mind, begin to use that exercise. And you can use any scripture or positive affirmation, anything that's going to cause you to get your emotions in check, because you don't want to be a slave to your emotions. Absolutely not. You want to control your emotions and then control your fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind, a well-disciplined mind. God has given you a well-disciplined mind. Therefore, when your mind is not right, that means that's a tactic from the enemy. That's not of God, because God didn't give that to you. And I always say, if God didn't give it to me, I don't want it. So if God did not give you all of those negative emotions that are going through your mind, then those things you want to cast out. You want to cast those things out. And so we're going to pray right now. Father God, I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, that you are God. Hallelujah. And I thank you for creating our minds so wonderfully, Lord God. I thank you that we are so fearfully and wonderfully made by you, Lord God, and our minds are included in that, Lord God. We can cast down imaginations today, Lord God. We don't have to allow our minds to be bogged down with a whole bunch of negative emotions and negativity, Lord God. And so help us to have well-disciplined minds, Lord God. Help us to, practice, Lord God, you know, filling our minds with your truth and not the lies from the enemy, Lord God. Help us to just begin to care for our minds, Lord God, and not become a slave to our emotions, Lord God. So many people have become a slave to their emotions. No, let them not become a slave to their emotions, Lord God. And so right now, Lord God, we are casting down imaginations, Lord God. We are coming to you, Lord God, as our Prince of Peace, Lord God, our Lord of Lords. Lord God, you said that in Philippians 4:6, that we don't even have to worry about anything. But in everything, you want us to pray, Lord God. So help us to pray when our emotions are high. Help us to get a grip and to begin to pray. Instead of worrying, we can pray, Lord God. We can come to you. We can get into your presence, Lord God. Not because you're not there, because you're always present, but we are not always present. So help us to get into your presence, Lord God, and to ease our minds and begin to talk to you, Lord God, and have cast all of our cares on you, because you care about everything that we go through today, Lord God. And so, Lord God, as we practice getting our emotions in check, Lord God, I ask that you will give us the strength to do so, Lord God. Give us the strength. You said that you are our strength in times of weakness. And so we're going to have weak moments, but we're going to trust you even in those weak moments, Lord God. And finally, Lord God, I speak a third job blessing over everyone under the sound of my voice. I pray above all things that they will prosper, that they will be in health, even if their soul prospers, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, Amen. So we are going to get our emotions in check today. No longer be a slave to your emotions. You can control your emotions. Remember, let not your heart be troubled. Things that you're allowing to stay in your mind. You know, what are you thinking about? What are you dwelling on? What are you worrying about? Because just remember, you know, Philippians 6, it tells us, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. And then while we're praying about everything, we're giving it to God. And then we got to tell God, you know, thank you for the things that he's already done for us. Amen. And so I thank you. That's all I have for you today, ladies. Don't forget to join me on Facebook in our private group. And I will see you next week. You know how I like to go out with Howard Hewitt. So here we go. God bless you. I will see you next Sunday. God bless.
Second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where my strength lies.
Now I
are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-Watson.